year, Memorial Day weekend, to me, signals summer, not 58 degrees and rainy weather outside, right? How strange is that? And so the year is moving along, and so we're really excited. And we felt led of the Lord to begin talking about family first after our great Easter celebration. So Esther and I are teaching this together. We've raised 4 sons. We have 3 grandchildren now. We have more grandchildren in the future. Thank you, Lord, and your perfect timing. No hurry, all right? But it's going to happen. And if you know what a blessing it is to have grandkids, isn't it the truth, right? You know, and kids are great. Grandkids are wonderful. It's just an amazing thing in life. When you serve the Lord, life just gets better and better and better. It's still challenging. We still need to pray. We just sang like the breath in our lungs, and that's what prayer should be to us as we grow in the Lord, as just so involuntary as breathing is. We're not aware. Breathe in, breathe out. You know, unless you're lifting weights, you think like that, right? But other than that, you just kind of walk around and you just breathe. And as you grow in the Lord, walking with God and prayer and communing with Him becomes like that. It's just something that you just live and you just do it. And so that's what we want, how we all want to grow in the Lord like that. Amen?
Yeah. So let's all say, whoops, am I on? There we go. Thank you. Let's all say, my family is strong.
My family is strong.
I am strong.
I am strong.
Therefore, my family is strong.
My family is strong.
Because you know, you are an influencer in your family. No matter what position you're in your family, you have great influence. And you can either influence for good or you can influence for bad, right? You could be the one that everyone's like, oh, please, not her. But we want to be the person that gathers people, and everyone's happy to see us, and they're happy to see our kids, and they're not just like, oh my gosh, not their kids.
Right.
We want to have the kind of kids that people want to be around. We want to be the kind of person people want to be around, and we can do that by the choices that we make and by just following after Christ and being more like Him, and we're on a journey together with God to grow in Him. And so we can get better every day. We can get stronger every day. In fact, that's kind of the thing you can think about yourself is, you know, okay, so I blew it here, but I'm getting better. Oh, well, you know what? I messed up there, but I'm going to do better next time. I'm learning. I'm growing. And okay, you know what? We got in a fight, but you know what? We're getting better at solving our problems. We're getting better at communicating. And, you know, we don't give up and just say, oh, well, I messed up. I may as well stop talking. Although we've said that to each other before. Oh, well, in that case, I won't talk to you again.
Hey, sometimes it's really better not to say what you feel like saying. Am I right, huh?
Yeah, that's true. But we're not going to give up all communication just because we blew it, right? So we're all getting better. We're all growing.
I thought of something funny, but maybe I shouldn't say it. I might cause a fight right now. All right? No, never mind. Okay. So, hey, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7. In fact, as I read this verse, I'm glad I didn't say it, all right? Look at Proverbs 20, verse 7. It's been kind of, let's recap real fast where we've been. For those who were not here, we're giving you 4 pillars, all right? 4 pillars of a strong family. And Proverbs 20, verse 7 says, the godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them. And as she just said a minute ago, this is a choice. We can choose to have a good attitude. We can choose to walk in integrity. We can choose to be that. I heard a funny one the other day where, you know, are you the kind of person when you show up, they're like, oh, thank God they're here, or, oh, God, they're here, all right? So we want to be the first one, right? And if we walk with our integrity and if we have a good attitude, we can be that first person there. So the godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them. And we said this, pillar number one was strong families. They use their words, all right, in the right way. Strong families tell each other, I love you, every single day. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. The Bible says there are those who speak like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing and restoration. So strong families have learned and are conscious and are intentional about using their words to lift each other up. Amen. I can't stress this enough. So verbally express love and appreciation for each other every single day. In fact, if you're sitting by your family right now, just tell someone in your family, I love you, all right? Just look at them right now and tell them, I love you. And then tell them back, I love you too. And if you're by yourself, just when you get home or on the phone today or shoot them a text or something like that, I love you. I love you. We already did this morning, all right? I love you. Every Sunday morning, I bring Esther her hot coffee, all right? I'm always up first, so I make the coffee, and I make coffee every single morning, all right? And someone said, is that scriptural? We're going to have coffee in heaven. I'm sure of it, all right? I haven't found the verse yet, but it's going to be, I know it's going to be there. So every single Sunday, I'm always up on Sundays early, so I bring her up the coffee, and I tell her I love you, and she tells me when she gets that hot coffee, I love you too, all right? I'm sure it's because of me and not because of the coffee, all right? So strong families, tell each other I love you every single day. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, pillar number two. Strong families, we're going to recap these points real quickly here. Deal with problems in a positive way. Now, every one of us faces challenges. Every one of us deals with problems. When your kids are small, they're fighting, or maybe they got in trouble at school. We told you some of our stuff last week. We've had every problem you can think of with kids in trouble at school, police at the door. We've had financial problems. We've had problems come against us, against our family. You name it, we've dealt with them. You deal with them. I deal with them. All God's children deal with problems, right? But we don't all deal with them in the same way. So how do strong families face problems successfully? How to face problems successfully? We gave you this list last time. You want to read a verse on that first? Okay, go ahead. Never mind.
Okay, so Colossians 1:10.
Let's bring this verse up. Colossians 1:10 from the New Living Translation.
Yeah.
Colossians 1:10, New Living.
Okay. Colossians 1:10 in the New Living Translation, it says, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord. And your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better.
Amen.
So even when there's friction, even when there's problems, even when there's stress, even when there's tension in the air, even when you're rushing out the door, we can produce good fruit by the way we live. So we can choose then to live in a way that honors and pleases the Lord. And when we don't, we're going to produce the opposite fruit. But it's not over. That's when we can make changes and we can correct ourselves. And it seems to me that the more I practice being aware of the way I'm acting, the better I can live this verse. So that what I do will honor and please the Lord. See, sometimes we're just so unconsciously, we just, you know, spout out our behaviors. You know, like, when we're stressed, we just automatically kind of react tensed up. Or we start shouting, or we start being angry, or those kind of things. But instead, we can ask the Holy Spirit to help us be aware of our actions so that we can change our actions. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord. That seems like a huge thing, doesn't it? That we would always honor and please the Lord. But in Christ we can. We can begin to be aware of the way we are. And your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. Well, I want to produce good fruit in my life, even when stuff is happening around me that is not good. I still want to produce good fruit in my life. So what would be good fruit in problem solving? And so that's what we're going to talk about, because really, it seems to me that marriages don't break up because of good stuff happening. Marriages break up because of bad communication happening, or bad behavior, or destructive behavior. And so we can choose then to respond in positive ways to whatever is happening. Because a lot of times what's happening out here begins to affect our relationship. And then sometimes we start taking it out on each other instead of dealing with the real problem. And so if we can learn to handle stress in a positive way, handle the things that come away our way in a positive way. We help each other to be positive. We help each other to be strong. We help each other to respond in a better way. And so we can do that together with our families.
So listen, every family is going to face problems. How a family chooses to face a problem can either break it apart or rally it together. It can weaken it. It can strengthen it. So I've seen, like you said, people who've lost their marriage or lost their home, whatever, and they cited this problem, that problem. And I thought, I've known people with way worse problems than that who got through it. And the difference wasn't the problem. The difference was how they dealt with it. That was the difference. So here's just some ideas, some things that we've done on how to face problems successfully. If you were here last Sunday, we're going to recap. If you were not here, you can get a picture of this when they're all on the screen. Number one, attack the problem, not the person. All right? Attack the problem, not the person. If you're focusing on the person, you're going to mess things up. If you're focusing on the person and not the problem, you're not solving the problem. You're just keeping more guilt, more shame. And if I'm that person, I'm going to dig my heels in deeper. All right. Now, if I'm feeling stubborn about why I did what I did, I'm going to dig my heels in deeper. If I'm feeling bad about what I did, I'm going to get in sink even deeper into depression, guilt, and shame because you're attacking me. Do you follow me? So either way, it's a no-win proposition. So please attack the problem, not the person. Number two, find a promise in the Word and stand on it. There's a promise for every problem. There's promises in that Bible for problems you're never going to face in your entire lifetime, but they're in there. And so there is a promise for every problem you're ever going to face. Find a promise in the Word and stand on it. Number three, pray in faith. Pray in faith. Yes, trust God. Pray in faith. Trust God. Give it to God. Pray in faith. My God supplies all of my needs. Great is the peace of my children. The word will not return unto you void. Pray in faith. Amen. My descendants are mighty upon the earth. The Lord is my provider. God saw this before I ever saw this. Pray in faith. Find a promise. Pray that promise back to the Lord. And then number four, fix the problem, not the blame. As the old saying goes, fix the problem, not the blame. If you play the blame game, you're focusing on the blame and not the solution. So I encourage you, fix the problem, not the blame. Number five, we said this, love, forgive, and move forward. Forgiveness is about release. Love, forgive, and move forward. It's not saying that what you did was okay. It's not saying, oh, just do it again. Who cares? Okay, sarah, sarah. We're not saying that. We're saying, okay, we're going to let that go, and we're going to move forward now. We're going to give you a verse on this we didn't read before from Colossians chapter 3, verse number 13, New Living Translation. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 13, and this is going to help some of us right now. Make allowances for each other's faults. Time out. You got faults, I got faults. You say, I don't got no faults. You just displayed your huge one right there. Everybody has them because we're all human. We've all got blind spots. We're all strong in some areas and all clueless in other areas. Amen. And chances are the person you're married to is strong in areas where you are weak. Chances are the person you're married to has great insight and visions in areas where you've got a big blind spot. You don't even have vision there. You follow me? So thank you for all that rousing amen out there, okay? So make allowances for each other's faults. And forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you. So you must forgive others. Thank you for your enthusiasm, everybody. We're doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Can you say amen to that? And so this is so important to love, forgive, and to move forward. Just jump in anytime here, okay?
Yeah, and even with our kids, it's important that we realize that
especially,
they are children.
So important.
That, you know what, they're still learning, they're still growing. Sometimes we can get really hard on them, and really, kids are so innocent, and their spirits are so tender, they want to please us. And so we don't have to get so, I don't know, So strong right. voice on them, especially right. you guys.
I've done this.
Man, your voices are so powerful anyway.
Right.
So if you raise your voice, you're like your voice might may as well be, you know, a monster's voice. So, you know, chill, you know, and talk to your kids and talk them through it. And the biggest thing that I saw in raising our kids and actually with our grandkids now is that they're understanding why they're being corrected. And they're understanding what behavior you do expect the next time. And it, more than just being in trouble for what they did, they need to understand why that was that and what you need them to do next. And so,
yes.
you know, have them answer back. You know, it really does help for them to answer back and say, this is, you know, so next time, this is what I'm going to do, you know. And so
right.
That'll help there. But, you know, we got to walk in love and forgiveness towards our children as well, adult kids as well. You
so
know,
important.
All of that. So
I don't have many regrets in life, but I wish I'd done a better job with my older two sons. Now, between Isaac, my oldest, and Daniel, my youngest, is 10 years. And so I really feel, and they do too, that I did a better job with the second two. Between Michael and Jonathan, we lost a baby. She had a miscarriage between Michael and Jonathan. So between them is the biggest gap. Gosh, it's almost four years, right? About 4 years between them. And so so it's like having two and then two more. That's kind of what it's like, it felt like to me, two and two. And so give me a break. I have to tell Isaac, give me a break. I mean, credit for growing. There's 10 years between you guys. I have 10 years of parenting experience between you and him. And obviously, I'm going to do a better job with 10 more years of experience under my belt, right? And so I feel like I did a better job with Jonathan and Daniel. And again, you do the best you know to do. Now, I did the best I knew to do, but you don't know what you don't know. Are you listening to me?
That's why we're glad you're here, so that you can hear.
You can learn from my mistakes. You young guys, especially, who are going to have kids one day, or you've got little ones still right now, learn here, okay? And, you know, it's better to learn. You can learn two ways, by bad experiences or the bad experiences of somebody else. And that's the better way to learn. You follow me? So anyway, love, forgive, and move forward. Amen. And so that I wish I'd done a better job.
So that would be a huge one too. Never discipline an anger.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a whole do one on all that or a session on all that. So anyway, this verse is important. So remember Colossians 3:13. And then I think we might have added a point last time. I don't know if it'll be on the screen or not, but we said stay united and then disagree in private. All right. Stay united, disagree in private. So when she and I would have a disagreement about how we're going to handle this, we would go to the back room, figure it out, then come out so we wouldn't have this disagreement in front of our kids. And that really helped us quite a bit. Amen. So tell each other I love you every single day. Deal with problems in a positive way. Now, the third pillar, strong families do this, is strong families spend time together. Now, I'm talking about intentionally. We structure our lives to spend time together. We carve out time in the calendar. Listen, is anybody here can just sit there and say, you know, I'm not a busy person. Everybody's busy. Everybody thinks they're busy. Everybody's busy. And we've all got the same 24 hours in one day. One thing you cannot increase, you can make more money. You can do all. You can increase many things, but you cannot manufacture more minutes in a day. Nor can you get back time that was lost. You follow me? You can lose money. You can make it again. Many have done that time and time again. But I can't get yesterday back tomorrow. So the Bible says to redeem the time. So strong families are intentional about their use of time. And they structure their lives to spend time together. Amen? That means making choices with our time.
And that's, you know, like quality time, you know, times where you're, you know, pouring your life into your kids and or into one another.
And it goes fast.
Yeah, it does.
Go fast? Wait, there's Erica back from, I remember when you were just a little girl, now she's back from first year college. What happened to us? I mean, it goes that quick. I used to always hear that when I was young, like my sons and stuff. I'm like, yeah, it ain't going too fast. And now that I'm going to be 60 on my next birthday, man, it's going fast. Amen. It just really does, right? Yeah. So spend that time.
Yeah, you know, it's been really great because I've watched my two sons, Isaac and Michael, with their kids, and they're both really busy dads. They're single dads, so add to that. But I've really been proud of both of them because they're so attentive to their kids. When they're with them, those guys have their full attention. And so a lot of times, quality time is that. Just when you are together, that you're giving them full attention and that you are, you know, making them feel important to you and making them feel like, you know, like, let's go have fun. You know, even driving through McDonald's and getting an ice cream cone makes your kids feel special. You know, we used to try to do things like celebrate whatever we could celebrate. We just would go out and celebrate it, you know, and we'd right. say, because we love Jesus, we get to celebrate this. Because, you know, we serve God, we got to come out tonight and have a meal. We always pointed it to the blessings of God because time together is time is well spent time, but also it's kind of like given to us by God. God's given us time, right?
And so one way we do that is celebrate. You can write that down. Oh, yeah. Celebrate special events. Yeah. Is one way we did that with our kids. Report cards when they were good. All right. Good grades. And they usually were. All right. And one thing about report cards, parents, I'm going to get on my high horse here, so I won't take very long on this. We like most parents, we give them money or points or whatever for good grades. But I always gave my kids greater rewards for the attitude points than just the academic points, because attitude is far more important than academic. Academics are important, but we all know people who got straight A's that we can't stand, right? Am I right? Okay. And so attitude takes you way farther in life than just academics do. That is for sure. And so when they got like O's, you know, and sharing and responsibility and listens to the teacher and all those things there, they got more than he got just for A's and stuff like that. That's how we did it. So celebrate those kind of report cards and birthday sports events. When Isaac was little, now my kids are all great musicians, but they were not great in sports. Okay. My brother and I, my dad made us play sports, man. I mean, you know, he worked us and all that. But my sons, you know, they played sports. Sports are great team sports to teach teamwork and commitment and all that stuff there. And so I remember when Isaac was in Little League, you know, he just, you know, we're waiting for that first hit, you know. And he had a funny, you know, you got to at least swing the bat, right? I mean, he can't. He'd be up there praying for a walk. Please let it be a walk, you know. And finally, one day, he swung the bat, and by a miracle, all right, somehow that ball hit that bat, and that he had a little dribbler out towards second base, but, you know, the little kid out playing second base was looking at his friend over by the fence, and so it went past him, and Isaac ran around, and he started throwing the ball, and the ball's always behind the kid in Little League, right? So running to second base, the ball goes to first. Running to third, the ball goes to second, right? So Isaac got around the bases. Man, we celebrated that thing. It was big time. We went and got ice cream. So that's a thing. I don't know if he remembers that, but I still remember that. Amen? So celebrate victories together. Stuff like that. Look for things. And it's not expensive to go spend a dollar at McDonald's for an ice cream cone to celebrate and let them run around in the playground, which is a good deal for me. They burn energy off before they get home, right? Amen. So anyway.
Yeah.
Spend time together.
Still is a great thing. The
grandkids love it.
Last week, we just had our grandkids with us, so it was going to be Henry's.
It was Henry's birthday.
So I said, yeah. Henry, you get to choose where we're going to go today because it's just us and you guys. Guess where he picks? McDonald's, because you get to go play.
I know.
In fact, he once said he does not like that McDonald's because it didn't have a playground. So McDonald's got it right by putting in those playgrounds.
Now, 1,500 children, there was a survey done of 1,500 school children, and they were asked, what do you think makes a happy family? And they didn't list money, video games, fine homes. dozens of Christmas presents, the answer most frequently offered was doing things together. Children spell love T-I-M-E. So finding the time to be a good mommy or a good daddy means making choices. Amen. Yeah. Remember that. Strong families spend time together.
Yeah, even some more daily routine stuff like praying together at night.
Talk about how you did that.
Reading our Bible at night,
Every night we did this, but the majority was Esther who did this with the kids.
So Olivia and Henry recently read the whole Bible, the children's Bible. They were so proud of it, so I gave them extra points for that. But, just routine things like that makes such a difference in our kids if we just have those routines that we do all the time. Pray before we eat. Pray before we go to sleep. Talk about our day when we're in the car. Talk about something God's done for us or done for them in the car. All those kind of little things really do add up. And so we can have quality time at the most unusual times. We have some really quality time when we drive. When we're even just from, one store to another, we'll have some quality time together. And so we can carve quality time when we are aware of, I want this to be quality time.
So special events are ways we can do this. Special events, fun time, one-on-one time, like she's sharing. And I'm a big believer in healthy, strong family traditions. Oh, yeah. And so we, every Christmas, go to see her family in New Mexico. Our tradition is to open presents on Christmas Eve. Now, growing up in my family, it was Christmas Day, and so my brother and I did not sleep all night on Christmas Eve, obviously, right? And so her family got it right. We all want to sleep. Let's just open presents tonight. And so her dad would always would read the scripture, and then her dad would pray a blessing over our family. He always did it in Spanish. It was a holy moment where you take your shoes off, you're on holy ground kind of a moment. I even captured it on video a couple of times. It was so amazing. And so that's just a tradition that we have now that our kids are all grown and have kids of their own. They still want to come to New Mexico, to Taos, New Mexico for Christmas time because it was a healthy family tradition that we embedded in them growing up. And so whether it's holiday traditions or bedtime prayers or family vacations or whatever, I'm a big believer in strong, healthy family traditions. Amen. We can't buy their affection. We have to invest time with them. That's what we have to do in strong families. Do that. Okay. Let's just maybe run this last point real fast. What do you think? Okay. Last point. Really, we're going to go fast. It'll be on the screen. The fourth pillar is be committed to your values. All right. Be committed to your values. The greatest unifier in couples is common values, being about the same thing. Anytime I'm going to do a wedding and I'm going to talk to this young couple, I want to make sure they're going in the same direction and they're about the same thing. I don't care if they like the same kind of food. I don't care if they like the same kind of music. I don't care if they like the same kind of, colors. Who cares, all right? You can be all that stuff there and be in divorce court in 5 years. You have to be about the same thing. Your values, what's important, amen? Strong families are committed to their values. Your personal convictions, not the convictions of others, will determine the way you live. And so our family, we always laid out our convictions and our values. I tell them, Almaguers love Jesus. Almaguers are good in school. Almaguers are obedient. I laid these things out for our kids. And so let me give you real quickly here. Oh, I try to give my kids a sense of destiny. Our family is anointed by God and called by God, and to give them a sense of destiny of being in our family. And my daughters-in-law, welcome to our family because you're in my family now. The blessings on my family now is on you because by covenant, you're in this family now. And I totally believe that 100%. And so if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And so it's really, really important. Amen. So to clarify your values, ask yourself, what do I believe in? What do I stand for? What governs my life? What am I about? People will give their lives for a why. Those guys who we celebrated Memorial Day, those guys gave their lives for a why, for freedom. They believed in it. My dad fought in the Korean War. My dad hated with a passion communism. I remember being a little kid hearing about how much we're Americans and we have freedom and communism is wrong. My dad hated communism. And you know, here he was just a regular person, got drafted and went in the army. But man, he believed in patriotism, believed in our country. Do you follow me? Despite all the injustices that are in our country, and of course there are, he still believed it was the greatest country because we are. Just go travel somewhere and you'll see than any other country. Amen. So that's the why behind the what. So ask yourself those questions to clarify your values. It's a critical step toward a solid family and personal life. So, the values of our family, you want to cover those?
Okay, yeah. We're committed to God and His Word. You know, that's what we base our decisions on,
right.
Our life on, is God's Word. What did God say about this? We are committed to love and support one another unconditionally. We always love each other.
Right.
We never stay mad. We always forgive. We always clear the air. And we're committed to continual personal growth. You know, we want to keep on growing like that.
Never stop.
We said in the very beginning. We're committed to unity and harmony in our home. You know, we want to stay united so that we don't fall. And therefore, we deal with strife. You know, we don't let it fester.
Just right.
Stay around. You know, we communicate about it.
I told you guys, I can't stand having a fly in my house. I'll stand there with a fly swat like a statue. Wait, it's going to land. It's going to land. It's going to land. I can't stand having a fly in my house. It just bugs me. No pun intended. All right? So then why would I allow strife, which is venomous poison, in my house? I treat it like a snake that it is. Yeah. Amen? Okay.
So resolve issues.
So we deal with it. We don't let it stay.
So we repent quickly. We forgive quickly. We serve Jesus together. We love God together. We pray and read our Bibles.
Right.
You know, those are just basic ones that we've lived on and continue. And we believe God has called our family to serve Him.
We believe that. God's hand is on our family.
Amen. We always told our guys that, you know, God's called us together to serve Him.
Right.
God's called us together for greater things than just living our everyday lives. And so they're all doing it. So you're
going to have values that are going to be different, unique to you. Maybe there's going to be some similarities. But take the time to clarify your values and communicate those things to your children. And it's never too late to start. You might say, well, I wish I'd have heard that 20 years ago. Who doesn't? So, you know, they say the best time to plant a tree, 20 years ago. The next best time, plant it today. And so start today clarifying your values. Now listen, you're not going to do everything perfect. Nobody does.
Right.
Guys, lighten up. Some people take themselves way too serious. And they make one mistake. They think the sun's going to just not rise tomorrow or something, right? Relax. God's God. Yes.
Man, move on.
Exactly. Okay. So you're not going to do everything perfect. Nobody does. But do your best. And if you fall down, get up, dress yourself off. While you're down there, pick something up, learn something, and get moving again, all right? Walk in love. Don't give up. Trust God to make up the difference, especially if you're a single parent, because He will. And remember, the Holy Spirit is your helper. Amen. Do these things, and you will have strong family. Do these things, and God's blessing will be on your family all the days of your life. And you want that, amen. You really, really do. Amen?
Thank you so much for listening in to hear the Word of God today. At Family Life Church, our purpose is to help you grow into full maturity in Christ. You can join us on Sundays at the Covina Center for the Performing Arts at 9:30 and 11 o'clock a.m.